Historical schools of interpretation. Today we're going to talk about Greek and Jewish allegorism. It's important to know the history of interpretation so we can guard against the errors and the effects of the errors of the past. The Greek school of interpretation was not concerned so much with interpreting the Bible, but their own literature. But their principle of interpretation influenced Greek converts, and they carried this baggage into the church by using those Greek methods of interpretation with the scriptures. Greeks didn't think words of a text were important, but they sought a hidden meaning behind the words. This is called an allegorical interpretation. Greek holy writings were filled with ridiculous, wild things, so the Greek philosophers couldn't reconcile their holy writings, such as Homer, with philosophy. So, rather than throw them out, which would be considered atheism in the Greek sense, they reconciled those writings with philosophy by allegorizing them to agree with their philosophy. Now, their religious writings could be interpreted to agree with philosophy, and the wild things could be reinterpreted so as not to seem so wild. Presto! Homer agrees with philosophy. Now, this system spread to Alexandria, where the Jews, who became students of philosophy, had the same problems as the Greeks had. Their problem was, how do we reconcile the Hebrew scriptures with philosophy? That was the question. They had problems with passages of scripture that didn't agree with their philosophy, so they employed the same method as the Greeks, and presto, Moses and Plato were saying the same thing. They used allegory to tone down things they didn't feel were in line with their views, and even messed with the original scriptures by retranslating them to suit their unbelief. Examples of this unbelief can be found in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament. The chief instigator of this method was Philo, who felt that the literal sense of the Bible was immature and the hidden meaning was mature. Thus, it would require special men to interpret scripture, and the common man shouldn't even bother reading it. Philo's teaching was the seed of great error to come, as we shall see. This is Dan Sheridan.